This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
The 2-minute shift. 2 minutes of wisdom to help you pause, reflect, and move forward. Have you ever made a decision that you came back later to regret? That might have been you accepting an opportunity that you probably should have declined. Or maybe you declined an opportunity that you probably should have accepted. And then you would later think, why did I do that? Well, I can't speak for you, but sharing part of my story, I think about those good days when everything just felt wonderful, harmonious, like the sun was shining at the right temperature that day. I wanted to pay that forward to other people. So as people would reach out to me for assistance, I would always let them know, oh, yes, you can call me at any time. Anything you need from me, I'm here to support you. Of course we're busy, but you make time for what's important, and you're important to me. And then what did that turn into? That turned into them reaching out to me at any time for all of the resources that I had, and before you know it, I was overextended. So then on the flip side, I would have people coming to me with opportunities or things that they felt like I would do really well at, and I always had no at the tip of my tongue because I already felt overextended, and I didn't want to do it. And those things were the things that probably could have been the blessings. So I learned a valuable lesson in that. And that lesson was, givers have to have limits because takers don't. And also, we shouldn't be making decisions in the midst of emotions. So when I'm feeling great and everything is going wonderful in my life, that's not the time for me to commit. When I'm feeling overextended and overwhelmed, that's not the time for me to decline. I should probably wait until I feel like my normal self, not at a high, not at a low, so I can make a good decision that I can feel good about in any situation. So if you can learn anything from me, don't make decisions on a high. Don't make decisions while you're low. And remember, givers have to have limits because takers don't.